Jai Smarikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Today, I'm going to speak again about our worldwide mission, the acharyas of our mission, and in particular about this board that was created on March 7, 2010 by Srila Govinda Maharaj, who gave the name International Acharya Board, and which board was to be dissolved upon his disappearance in accordance with the directions of his will. And that will was signed and dated March 26th, 2010, almost 20 days after this formation of this International Acharya Board. So the reason I'm speaking today on this subject, and the reason I'm doing it publicly, well, not so public, I think. Actually, I'm posting this on our website, scsmotglobal.com. I may also publish it on my Facebook page or our Mott's Facebook page. I'm not sure yet about that. Probably I will. Because there is a place, Facebook is a forum where I see many devotees are discussing the subject that I want to talk about today. And that's more or less public also. What I'm going to say is already in the public as much as the public is concerned with it. By public, mostly it means not the real public, not the general public. The general public is not very much interested in our web page, I don't think, scsmotglobal.com. Of the persons visiting that our website are devotees of our mission, almost entirely. It's almost a certainty. Why would anyone else have an interest? So the other thing is, and on Facebook, the same things. Maybe more than the devotees of our mission there, devotees of different missions, different acharyas, many are represented somewhere or other in Facebook. As we are. But what I want to say, I think, unfortunately, is fairly well known. The International Acharya Board made public and put on, tried to broadcast as widely as they could the message that myself, Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj, that I am an offender. That is their idea about me. I am an offender. And offender to who? The offender of what they call the Acharya of Navadvip. As if the Acharya of Navadvip were Srila Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Govinda Maharaj. Well, clearly, The Acharya of Navadvip is not Srila Govinda Maharaj, and it is no longer Srila Govinda Maharaj, and it is no longer Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and I am not saying anything against them. What I am speaking against is the Acharya of Navadvip, Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj, who has disgraced the chair of that Acharya of Navadvip. And because he has disgraced the chair, and because his consorts, those who are accomplices with him to obfuscate cover up and otherwise try to hide the disgrace, then they are also part of this. So they don't like it that I'm speaking against this man, Acharya Maharaj, because they are supporting him, and it's as simple as that. And they don't want to admit what is the truth. And I am going to say what is the truth, a few items that are the truth, at least as best as I know them. And I think, I fully believe everything I will say is the truth, and nothing less than that. So, number one, we know that Srila Govinda Maharaj left a last will and testament. And there was a reason for leaving that, and that was to give direction to those who are his followers and his disciples. When Srila Govinda Maharaj names in his last will and testament who the Acharyas are that he has selected to follow him, to succeed him, then that is a direction that he is making to his followers and his disciples. When he gives direction that Kumkum Devi, Yudhamanyu, and Jivana, that they will be the administrators of the San Jose ashram, that is a direction to his disciples and followers. And just like everything else within his will, so many directions are given there. What are they for? Just a cloud to be dispersed and never to be given any attention? Just some mist? Is that what it is? No, it's not that. Last will is something that Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, took great care and great trouble to compile, to write, so that we would benefit from his direction after his disappearance. Why? Because as he showed throughout his entire life in this mission, as a servant of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, he always considered himself to be a servant of the devotees. And the devotees of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the devotees of Mahaprabhu, the devotees of Srila Swami Maharaj, he did not have any sectarian idea. He considered himself a servant of the devotees. Of course, as Krishna says, I am a friend to everyone, but I am especially partial to those who are serving me. So of course, Srila Sridhar Maharaj would be expected to be especially partial to those who are serving him. And that's who this will is for. Like a father spiritual master is like spiritual father, and as a father designates this son or daughter will get this property, this son or daughter will get this property, this will go to this one, this will go to another, etc. Srila Govinda Maharaj made a will, that object, and with the object, how this son and this son and this daughter, etc., how they will work to continue to carry out his desires after his disappearance. So I've explained this before. Last will. Last will means this is his desire. And this began in 2004 when he thought he was going to disappear then, during a visit to SoCal, a stay there. He had a very serious heart attack, and he contacted by telephone Acharya Maharaj and asked that a videotape be made of his desires to be carried out after his disappearance. This was done again some years later in Calcutta, again when he had a very serious illness and thought that he might leave this world. Then again, bring videotape, ask Mahananda, bring a video recorder and record my desires. And according to Mahananda, his desires then, as were his desires in 2004 and his desire in 2010, in his last will and testament, his desires regarding who will be the acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math never changed. And they are for Navadweep, Sri Krishnanushilana Sangha, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And lest there be any confusion, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math means Navadweep. That's what it means. Where it is written in Gurudev's will, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math means the Navadweep Math. It does not mean the Math of Calcutta, which is operated under the name of Krishnanushilana Sangha. Nor does it mean Vrindavan or Govardhan, which operate under the name of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and Mission. So neither does it mean New Jersey or SoCal or Brazil or Mexico or any other place that wasn't specifically mentioned as being included either as Krishnanushilana Sangha, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, meaning Navadweep, or Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and Mission, or a few specific Maths outside of India, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, and Gurudev specifically mentioned the London Math, not all of London, the London Math, shall operate under the direction of the Navadweep Math. And that means Acharya Maharaj and the primary trust board. So when he, Srila Govinda Maharaj, writes in his will that everyone shall support that acharya of Navadweep, it means, when he gives that encouragement and so forth for the devotees, both Indian and foreign, if you read it carefully, as I have done, then you will understand that what is meant by that is that those devotees who are serving that mat, Chaitanya Saraswat Math Navadweep, or any of the other Indian Maths, Malaysia, London, etc., then they shall try to happily serve the Acharya of those Maths, who is Acharya Maharaj, who Govinda Maharaj named as Acharya Maharaj. Now, there's confusion everywhere. There's confusion about so many things. And the reason there's confusion is because this board, this International Acharya Board, wants you to be confused. And so they are driving this confusion. So the other part of the confusion is they want you to think that that their International Acharya Board is an eternally sanctioned, eternally operating, designated board created by Srila Govinda Maharaj to go on for all eternity. Well, it was not that. It was never that. Because Govinda Maharaj is not a foolish person. And he knew when he said in his will that this will cancels all things previous to it, which may be considered as a part of this will, then that meant that that which was formed previously, the International Acharya Board, that that is canceled by the will. So anyway, you can think whatever you want. If you read it, you will have to accept this conclusion because it's very clear. But they don't accept it because they don't want to accept it because it doesn't give them, because they have some other interest. And that interest is to step over the head of Srila Gurudev and do whatever they want to do regardless of what he wants. So there are many examples of this, and I'm going to name a few of them. And again, it's a reason for my discussion today. And as Srila Gurudev's will is public, and it's intended to be so, and the International Acharya Board, they also made it public. We were the first to post it on our website. Months later, they finally posted an annotated version, which means that a changed version. And, you know, why? I don't know why, but that's what they did. The changes are modest, I admit. And some of them are clarifying, and some of them are, again, distorting, obfuscating. So, anyone who wants to see the original will, they can find it on our website. We welcome you to do that. Take a look at it. Read it carefully. And you will see that what I am saying is exactly what is said there. And what they are doing and saying is not. So therefore, I have characterized their actions in this way, that they are practicing deviation, deception, and deceit in the name of devotion, dedication, and divinity. Is this original to me? No, of course not. Anyone who knows Srila Sridhar Maharaj's talks from the early 1980s knows that he made a similar statement to this one. They, at that time he was referring to the GBC of ISKCON, that they are practicing dollars, diplomacy, and despotism in the name of devotion, dedication, and divinity. So anyone who wants to say, oh, this is not what Giri Maharaj is saying, deviation, deception, deceit. Oh, our Gurudev would never talk like this. Well, our Gurudev exactly talked like this. So I am not presenting anything new, and I will not be accused of that. But I accuse them, these unauthorized men, calling themselves international. No, they won't call themselves that. They call themselves Acharya Board because they know they cannot call themselves International Acharya Board because it will not be accepted. At least that's my take on it. So they are the International Acharya Board. Everything is the same members. Everything, all the same. Anyway, this is all proven in things that I've written. I don't want to go too much in that direction now. Now, what I want to touch on is how far, just how far they've gone in their deviation, deception, and deceit in the name of devotion, dedication, and divinity. Srila Govinda Maharaj put his trust in six persons that he named to act as acharyas after his disappearance. That he named them to be acharyas is proof of that fact. He would not name them as such if he did not think that they could do the duty that he gave them. So what is the duty to be acharya for? Acharya Maharaj, I've already mentioned. Acharya of the Indian group. The temples of India, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, and London. And the Indian group, that also, that's not my word, that's directly Srila Govinda Maharaj's expression for these temples where Acharya Maharaj was to be the Acharya. The Indian group. And for the others, then he intended Avadhuta Maharaj in Russia, Trivikram Maharaj in Brazil, Ashram Maharaj, Mexico, myself, New York, New Jersey, and Detroit. When I first heard this, that he had named six acharyas and then designated this one will be acharya of this place, and Janarda Maharaj, acharya of the Soquel Mott. Then I immediately grasped what Srila Govinda Maharaj was doing. And of course, I don't know how many accept my assessment. You can argue, you can debate, you can say that it's wrong, you can have a different assessment. But I think my assessment is correct. My assessment is this. When Srila Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas and gave and designated that they would be acharya, they did not name anyone as acharya of the world, all the missions of the world, that anything like that. Never. Not no. No, when he said that Sripad Janardhan Maharaj shall be the Acharya and Saivite of the Soquel Mott, that does not include Acharya Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj was not given any position whatsoever in the Soquel Mott with the Motts and mission of Mexico or Russia or Brazil or here or any place. He was given a large territory, a big responsibility, but that nowhere was he given any sort of worldwide responsibility, not by Govinda Maharaj. So that was the first, when I say deviation, deviation, there's the first deviation. And the International Acharya Board knew it was a deviation because I told them that it was when they first presented this idea. Actually, Goswami Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhira Goswami, first presented this idea on April 7th, 2010, in the first meeting of the International Acharya Board. So immediately he presented the idea that rather than have six acharyas, let us have one. And I immediately protested. No. Gurudev named six acharyas. I don't know why. I just hours before had been told about this. Perhaps I never would have been told if I hadn't been in India there then. Who knows? Because once you start deviating and once you start deceiving, as they've done, then who is to say where they are to be trusted and where they are not to be trusted? So who knows? And I had a talk with Paramahansa Maharaj some weeks ago. And I am not supporting Paramahansa Maharaj in any way, anything that he's doing. I am completely against anything that will have any sort of idea other than the one that Srila Govinda Maharaj named Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaj as the Acharya of Navadvip and the Indian group. He may take it to hell or to heaven. As Acharya Maharaj does, he has the right to do because Gurudev gave it to him. That's my position. And I don't think he's taking it to heaven. But maybe he will, and I hope he does. Now the indication is very different from that, that's for sure. But whatever he does with it, he has right to do because Gurudev gave it to him. That's his inheritance. Just as Russia is the inheritance of Avadhuta Maharaj, and as Gokulananda Prabhu so aptly titled one of my videos, Inheritance Squandered. That's what Avadhuta Maharaj did with it. Threw it away, squandered it, foolishly, unfortunately. And maybe he will get it back also. Everything is possible. It's highly unlikely. Because you start with this deviation, and then how do you come back from it? You start putting the photos of Acharya Maharaj in the paramparas of the acharyas of other acharyas. You put Acharya Maharaj's photo where the acharya of Soquel is supposed to be. You put it there where the acharya of Russia is supposed to be. You put Acharya Maharaj's photo where the acharya of Mexico is supposed to be. And how do you go back from that? You can. It's for me, it would be simple. Oh, I made a mistake. Switch. There. Off with Acharya Maharaj's photo, on with Janardana Maharaj's photo. Very simple. Oh, we made a mistake. But maybe they don't have the humility to admit that they made a mistake. Maybe they don't have the humility to admit, yes, we did deviate. Yes, we said we promoted something that Gurudev never promoted. Without admitting that mistake, and without correcting the deviation, then just like a small deviation at the beginning point may be very small, but the farther it goes, then the farther and farther away it gets from the straight path. And pretty soon you can't tell anymore what is the connection between this branch and the main path. And that's what's likely to happen. It's very likely. It's almost impossible that it will be otherwise. And why? Because they've showed in the beginning what Gurudev said, we don't care for it. I was Janardana Maharaj's, I can quote almost verbatim what he said. We don't care for Gurudev's will. We know what Gurudev wants. Well, there you go. There's the end. The end. That's the end of the follower and the beginning of the useless asara person who rejects his guru and goes off in his own direction. So let us pray. I'm always praying that they will come back, but history has shown that they do not. So I'm not very hopeful. I was hopeful. Now, year and a half, now almost coming on 2 years after Gurudev's disappearance, And they just show one thing after another. So start that. No, we don't need Gurudev's will. We know what he wants. Well, then I guess you don't need his books either, do you? Tell me, what is the difference? Gurudev writes something in his will, or he writes something in a book, or he speaks something and says, put this in my will, this is what I want, or he speaks something and it appears in a book. What is the difference? You don't accept what Gurudev's will says, then you don't, why would you accept what his books say? No, you know better, don't you? Don't you know better? What he says? No, we don't need to follow. What he says in his books? No, we don't care for that. We know what he wants. It's not what he says there. It's what we think he says. That the end. The end. No more follower. Now you're a deviator. Now you've gone off in a new direction. Now you're starting something else, your own mission, your own sampradaya. You're no longer a successor. You're something else. That's the way it works. Acharya means one thing. Who is following the previous acharya? It has no other meaning. That acharya may be Krishna. But acharya means following the previous acharya. We are followers of previous acharyas. We are not inventors of new things, new messages, new ideas, new way of being Krishna conscious. No, we are not that. And our gurus showed us that they were not that, and they told us, don't you ever be that, or you will become useless. So that's. Those who deviate, they become useless. Oh, but he served Gurudev, and I have thousands and thousands of memories, yes, how they served Gurudev. So it's not a happy conclusion for me. These are my friends. As much as friends can be, but there is one friend who we will always have to see as primary, holding the primary position, and that is our guru. So acharya means who is following the previous acharya. That is acharya. Cannot be acharya any other way. Evang parampara praptam. Krishna came to establish that. Our gurus showed that principle. They were the personification of that principle. Anyone ever hear Srila Govinda Maharaj say, oh, Guru Maharaj gave me this position because he saw that I was a good inventor of new things. When Gurudev, when Go, when Srila Shuddha, when I came to Srila Shuddha Maharaj, he asked me, you will follow me or you will follow your mind? And Gurudev said, I will follow my mind, not you. And Guru Maharaj applauded, yes, that's what I want. That's the type of disciple I want. Did that, anything like that happen? No, of course not. It's ludicrous, ridiculous. It's the exact opposite of what happened. Can you follow me and not your mind? Yes, Guru Maharaj. Okay. Why ask the question? Because that's the relationship between guru and disciple. And why Srila Govinda Maharaj is heralded as the foremost disciple of Srila Shridhar Maharaj. Because he went helter-skelter, this way and that. Oh, today I think I will do such and such. Tomorrow I may do this. Da-da-da-da. No. No, because he was most firm in his adherence to following his guru. And his guru appreciated that. That's how one becomes a guru. That's how one becomes acharya. So, from the very outset, Srila Govinda Maharaj said, in his will, he named six acharyas, and from the outset, four of them decided, no, we will have one acharya instead. And that was idea was promoted by someone who was not an acharya, who Govinda Maharaj never intended to be an acharya, and that is Sripad Goswami Maharaj. So then I said deviation. After deviation, then must come deception. Because in Gurudev's presence, deviation will not be tolerated, will it? Who will tolerate it? The disciples of our guru, if we see that someone is deviating from the direction of our guru, they're doing it openly, publicly, defiant, will it be tolerated? No. So after Gurudev's disappearance, then those who are held in check during his presence are now free to roam the mental world. And any idea that comes into their head, then they can decide they will follow that. And so that's what we see, unfortunately. Lila, would you close this? There's too much sunlight coming in here. Mm-hmm. Start with this one. Put it up. That's good. So when you do something wrong, then what's the next thing you do? The thieves, why do they steal at night? They don't want to be seen. Why do they sneak into the house? They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be heard. They don't want to make a racket. Oh, let's break the door down and go in and steal what we want. No, they don't do that. No, they through deception, through stealth. So when the disciples of a guru begin to deviate, then the next thing is, now we have to create a deception, cover up so that people don't understand how we're deviating. So then they invent things, they start inventing, no, Gurudev said this, yes, but he meant another thing, the opposite of that. Gurudev said there shall be six, but for the unity of the mission, we decided there should be one acharya. I mean, really, isn't that better, really? Wouldn't it be better to have the mission unified under one acharya rather than disunity under six? What does it matter? Gurudev didn't tell in his will, I think there should be six acharyas, but you decide amongst yourselves, four of you take the decision upon yourself, and determine that maybe you think unity is what we really want. Not six acharyas, but unity. And then you adjust everything as you like. If Gurudev had wanted that, then he would have said that. It's like the example I was giving. Some man comes to Govinda Maharaj. Oh, Mahaprabhu came to me in a dream. He said, you should give me 1,000 rupees. And Gurudev said, well, no, if Mahaprabhu wants me to give you 1,000 rupees, he will come to me and tell me. So Gurudev says in his will, this is what I want. That's what he wants. Not, oh no, he told Goswami Maharaj he wanted a different thing. Like when I was in ISKCON, there was this man, Amogha Lila, and after Prabhupada's disappearance, a couple of years after his disappearance, he started having dreams. Oh, Prabhupada came to me in a dream, and Prabhupada was telling me to do this and that, and this will cure the ills of our mission, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and the governing body and the gurus of that mission, they were bewildered. Well, let's see, what he says, it does sound like it could really be Prabhupada. The man is having dream after dream after dream, so like weeks of dreams, and Prabhupada appearing in his dream. And now the governing body commission and the gurus of that organization, they're thinking, well, should we follow what the man is seeing in his dream? And when one of their gurus was using LSD and behaving like a complete foolish person, as one will do, as one is wont to do under the influence of a heavy hallucinogen, which LSD is, so the man, guru, he's taking LSD and he's, oh, Krishna, Krishna, oh, whatever, swooning and falling on the floor and in ecstasy. And do the GBC, do they know what to do? No, they don't know what to. They don't know this man, Amoghalila. Is it Prabhupada instructing us through his dream? Is this guru, is he really having ecstasy like Mahabhav, like Mahaprabhu, or like some exalted Vaishnava? What did Srila Sridhar Maharaj say? And they didn't know. So they went to Srila Sridhar Maharaj and asked, oh, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, this guru, Prabhupada named him as guru, so we don't know if he's named as guru, then does that mean he immediately becomes Nikunja, Rati, Kali, Siddhaye? He's seeing the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, and so he's now, in reaction to that, he's swooning in ecstasy, and all these symptoms are showing. Is that it? Well, Srila Sridhar Maharaj answered with one word, never. That's my answer in this. Did Srila Govinda Maharaj intend that there be one worldwide acharya instead of six? Never. Never. Did he intend that there be one supreme acharya, preeminent acharya, the Navadvipa acharya, Acharya Maharaj, and then five little acharyas, and the little acharyas, they're supposed to just behave as the jesters or something for the supreme acharya, entertain him. Are they there to serve at his pleasure? Is that what the other five acharyas are to do? Oh, whatever Acharya Maharaj tells us, we must do that. Well, they're not doing that either, because they're making it up as they go along. Well, this didn't work. Let's see that one Acharya thing, that didn't really work out so well. Let's go back to the six thing again. So, in August of September or so of 2010, then they say, oh, we decided that actually there are five other Acharyas. And in addition to Acharya Maharaj, in addition to means like, as an afterthought, in addition to him, there will be five others, and they are all, proper initiating acharyas in Chaitanya Saraswat Math. They tried something, didn't work. They saw it wasn't working. Why it wasn't working? Because I was making it public that this was not Gurudev's desire. It's not what Gurudev said. He didn't say one, he said six. And as I've said so many times, if there are six, there cannot be one, only one. If there is only one, there cannot be six. And if there are six, there cannot be seven. Srila Govinda Maharaj named six. Then there are six. Six that he intended, that he hoped would be proper successors to him. And as I started to say, as soon as I heard what Srila Govinda Maharaj had written in his will, that there are six acharyas, one for the Indian group, one for Brazil, one for Russia, one for New York, New Jersey, one for this place and that place, then I took it, and as I said, you may disagree, but I think I am absolutely correct that he knew that six acharyas meant six sampradayas. Now that cannot be any question about that. That is absolute. Every acharya has his own sampradaya. So when Srila Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas, he was making six sampradayas. That's clear as crystal clear, clear as anything. It's the next part that maybe someone will try to argue with, but I don't believe there's any argument. And that is from those, each acharya will have his own sampradaya and his own mission. If he wasn't going to have his own mission, then why did Govinda Maharaj name Janardhan Maharaj as the acharya of SoCal? If that wasn't acharya and sevite of the SoCal Mott, if that isn't going to be his mission, then what is the meaning of that? Acharya and sevite of the SoCal Mott. And if it's not going to be, and if Navadweep is not going to be Acharya Maharaj's mission, then why name him as the Acharya and the Saivite of Navadweep? And like Janardhan Maharaj, immediately, similarly, Sripad Ashram Maharaj will be the Acharya of Mexico. Well, if the Acharya of Mexico was not to be, have his own mission, then how is it similar to the others, who each have their own mission? Where Govinda Maharaj said about Avadhuta Maharaj in Russia, so everyone will follow him. That's his own. That's your own mission. When your guru tells his disciples that in this place, everyone will follow this man, and he is the acharya, then that means it's his mission. Hello? Hello, anyone out there? Is this microphone on? But they were thinking, these other four acharyas and Goswami Maharaj, these members of the International Acharya Board, no, we can't have six missions. We have to have only one mission. Okay, well, if you're going to have one mission, yeah, then you need one acharya. So Srila Prabhupada had one mission, he was the acharya. Srila Sridhar Maharaj had one mission, he was the acharya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had one mission, he was the acharya. Srila Govinda Maharaj had one mission, he was the acharya. Or if you look at it the other way, each acharya had his own mission. Each acharya had his own mission. And what is this? Is this some new idea coming from Giri Maharaj? No. It immediately occurred to me because this is what I heard from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He was saying about a sannyasi. Generally, a sannyasi will have his own mission. So, very natural. Sannyasi, guru, acharya. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, an acharya, a guru, will have to have his, when he, as long as someone is not married, then he can live in his parents' house with no problem. But when he's married, then he'll want to have children and he needs his own place. That, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, this is my conclusion after 40 years of looking at this subject matter. It was his conclusion long before that also, when he was when there was discussion about who would be the acharya after Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, in his opinion, acharya should have his own place. And why? Because his disciples should be able to think that we can worship our guru as the non-different from Krishna, the supreme representative of Krishna, one without a second, to give their hearts wholesale to their guru. There would not be any infringement upon the idea that our guru is answerable to another person except his own guru. The disciple will be better if he doesn't have to think that his he must think his guru is absolute. Charyang mang vijaniyang, Krishna is absolute. He is showing himself, by his grace, he is showing himself in the form of my Gurudev. That's the first vision of a disciple, of his guru. Oh, Krishna. Krishna has appeared in the form of guru to guide me, to accept my service, to give me shelter, to protect me, everything. Later he may have some more developed idea, but that's initial, and that's primary, and that's important. But it will be very difficult to nurture that if the disciple sees that his guru is being manipulated or controlled or something by someone else. How will he think his guru is absolute? Voluntarily, he will see that his guru voluntarily is submissive to his guru. So that my guru is submissive to his guru, that's perfectly in line with our thought. Then the disciple will see, oh, my guru is showing how I should behave. He is submissive to his guru, I should be submissive to my guru. And of course the opposite also. When the so-called guru is showing that he is not submissive to his guru, then the disciple will conclude, I don't need to be submissive to my guru. Now, I was debating with some devotees in Russia who were putting forth this argument. Well, that Govinda Maharaj said Avadhuta Maharaj should be the acharya, so the acharya, can't he do as he likes? If he wants to make Acharya Maharaj the acharya of Russia, then can't he do that? And if he wants to accept Goswami Maharaj as the acharya of Russia, or as Avadhuta Maharaj later declared, the preceptor of everyone in the entire Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. This is his idea. I declare, Avadhuta Maharaj says, I don't know if it's still there. Last I looked, it was on his website. I declare that Sripad Goswami Maharaj is the preceptor of everyone in our mission, no matter who his guru may be. Really? Wow. Oh, this is the fun. Do you see how far, how crazy? In not even 2 years, and already it's so crazy. Isn't that nice? Avadhutamars has declared. And as apparently he can, according to some of his supporters that I was discussing these things with. Yes, if Acharya Maharaj, if Avadhuta Maharaj says that Goswami Maharaj should be regarded as the preceptor to everyone in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, regardless of who his guru is, meaning that includes Acharya Maharaj, whose guru is Govinda Maharaj, that includes all the disciples of Govinda Maharaj, right? It includes all the followers and disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. It's all inclusive. I declare that Sripad Goswami Maharaj should be recognized as the preceptor of everyone in our mission, regardless of who their guru may be. What a joke. Are we supposed to take these men? Anyone take this seriously? Foolish question. I'm the only one amongst the few who see it for what it is. A joke. How unfortunate. So the man, Avadhuta Maharaj, who previously was the Ritvik for Acharya Maharaj, who was initiating these devotees and disciples in Russia as Ritvik for Acharya Maharaj, now, oh, switcho, change-o, crisscross. No, let's put, well, let's see. Now, how do we do this? Acharya Maharaj is the supreme Acharya. He's the worldwide Acharya. But actually, I want to say that the Goswami Maharaj is really the preceptor for everyone, which would have to include not only himself, Avadhuta Maharaj, but also Acharya Maharaj. So then, has Goswami Maharaj then become the worldwide Acharya? Yes. In the mind of Avadhuta Maharaj, yes. And his mind changes. So, unfortunately, this is today's or yesterday's conclusion, what tomorrow will bring. Previously, it was Sagar Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj, because this is the way Avadhuta Maharaj's mind works. He's fascinated. He follows trends. So, one who follows trends, actually, unfortunately, there's a word for that, and that's called lagu, not guru. So, as one is one likes to follow these trends, Goswami Maharaj also is a follower of trends, unfortunately. He likes to set trends, make trends, and follow trends. So, the latest trend is that he is supposed to be Acharya because he knows better, and the International Acharya Board knows better than what Srila Govinda Maharaj gave in his will, and so they will make seven, eight, nine, who knows how many acharyas. So I talked to Srila Acharya Maharaj about this, and I think I want to take a little break here, and I will discuss this a little further in a successor video. So please, please consider things carefully. You don't have to accept what I say, nor is there any, anyway. But follow those who call themselves follower of Govinda Maharaj, then follow Govinda Maharaj. Follow his direction. And if you have any questions, what his directions are, then I can help you with that. Jai Sparikar Shri Shri Guru Granga Shri Shri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Natai Gaur Premanande Haribo. Jai Shri Chanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Rakak Shridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribo. Gaur Haribo.